Chazor zegt in Eshbach Chesma Shvag Rabbi Yehuda zegt as Chul and Daf Yud. Zok the Gemara if someone checks and after the Shechita the knife is found to have a nick. Rabbi Huna says that even if you've been cutting bones with the knife all day after the Shechita and the nick therefore is very likely to have come from that cutting, the Shechita is possible because we're concerned that the nick came from the knife's cutting of the skin at the very beginning of the Shechita. Rabbi Chesma says the Shechita is kosher. It's possible that this nick, this pegam, happened from cutting a bone. Rav Huna explains his logic. But what's the logic of Rav Chista? And he says that a knife definitely gets a pegam when it's used for cutting bones. That's only possibly gets a pegam from when cutting skin. Therefore, we don't follow the suffix when there's a vadai. Rav asked on Rav Chista and brought a proof for Rav Huna from a braisa. The braisa says, if a person is toivel in a mikveh and then finds a chatzitza on himself, even if the chatzitza is of a substance that he had been working with the entire day after he was toivel, the tefillah is not effective unless he can say that he's certain that the chatzitza was not there before he was toivel. Now, in this case, it was definitely toivel. It's only a possibility that the chatzitza was on him during the tefillah, and yet we say that we follow the suffix over the vadai. And for more, that case is different because the person has a cheskas tumah. In fact, here also the animal has a chazaka that it's osir from when it was alive. So we should say that based on that, it should remain osir unless we can know with certainty that the shechita was good. And for the Gemara, the animal is now shechted, and since the knife was checked before the shechita and it's unlikely that it got nicked on the skin, we can assume that the shechita was valid. In fact, in the same way, we should say that in the case of the person who was toivel, and since he now stands before us having gone to the mikvah, we should consider him to be tar. So we can't say that because it was something that's found on him that raises the question of validity. In fact, in the case of the shechita also, it was something that was found that raises the question of validity, the nick. And for the Gemara, the knife had something that was found that raises the question. There was nothing found on the animal that raised the question. In the case of the tefillah, there's something on the person himself that raises the question. That's the difference. In fact, Rabbi Braisa says, if someone shechted the trachea of a bird, shechting one siman is sufficient when shechting a bird, and then he finds that the esophagus is detached from the jaw, which would make it not a kosher shechita, but does not know if this happened before the shechita, in which case the shechita is not kosher, or after the shechita, in which case it is kosher. This was an actual case, and they said that any suffix regarding the shechita is possible. Now, what's meant to be included by the words any suffix? Presumably, it comes to include our case of the knife that was found to have this pegam, and teaches that the shechita is possible in that case as well. And for the Gemara, no, the words any suffix come to include a case where there's a suffix whether he did shehiyah or drasa, and teaches that in those cases, the shechita is possible. However, when the suffix is regarding the knife, it may be, as Rav Chista says, that the shechita is valid. The reason for the difference would be that with shehiyah and drasa, there's an issue with the animal itself, whereas in Rav Chista's case, the issue is with the knife. The Gemara passes like Rav Huna, where one did not break bones with the knife after the shechita, and like Rav Chista, where one did break bones after the shechita. In fact, this is just suggests that Rav Chista would hold that the shechita is kosher even when he did not break bones with it. If he didn't break a bone, with it afterwards, then how can we say that it got the pegam after the shechita? Mar says, we say that the knife got the pegam on the neck bone after having cut through the simonim. Mar says, it once happened that someone shechted many animals without checking the knife in between the shechitas, and the knife was then found to have a nick. Rav Yosef said, as many as 13 animals were asur. Did he pass them this way by following Rav Huna, which would result in even the first animal that was shechted becoming asur? So Mar says, no, he followed Rav Chista, in which case, at least the first animal would be mutter. Now the Teretz Zochemari, he must have followed Rav Huna, because according to Rav Chista, why did he assume that it hit the neck bone on the first animal? Maybe it hit the neck bone on the last animal. From the fact that he said that multiple animals were asur, it must be that he held like Rav Huna. Zochemari Vaiter, Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana requires a knife to be checked between the shechita of each animal. Fekma, did he pass him this way by following Rav Huna, which would result in even the first animal that was shechted becoming asur? Mar says, no, he followed Rav Chista, who requires the checking in order to be mutter the later animals. Fekma, if the knife is being checked for the shechitas that are going to take place instead of the one that just took place, it should have to be shown to local chacham, which is a requirement for a knife before shechita. And for Gemara, one witness may be relied on for yisurim, and therefore the sheikh's checking suffices. If so, then why does he have to show the chacham before the first shechita? Rabbi Yochanan said that's only done to show covered for the chacham, but not for real reasons of kashrus. In fact, Gemara, from where in the Torah do we learn the concept of chazaka? So Rav Shmuel Nachman, in the name of Yonatan, said the pasuk regarding the tzaras of Abaye says that the kohen is to lock the house for 7 days and return to then look at it again. Why are we not concerned that as he's leaving the house, the tzaras shrank to less than the minimum required size? It must be because of this concept of chazaka. Maybe the case is that he walked out of the house backwards, allowing himself to see the tzaras until the last second when he locks it up. And for tomorrow, Abaye said, first of all, walking out backwards is not called going out, yitziyah. And the pasuk says that the kohen has to go v'yotza, walk out the house normally. Second, this would not help for a case where the tzaras is located behind the door. Even walking up backwards, you couldn't see it. Therefore, it must be that we rely on chazaka. You can't say that in that case he would cut a window to allow him to see it, because the Mishnah says that we don't cut windows into a house to allow to see the tzaras better. Rava disagreed with Abaye and said, with regard to your first point, we see from the Kohen Gadol that walking out backward is called going out, since the pasuk says that he would walk out of the Kodesh Kedoshim And the Mishnah says that he would walk out backwards. So you see, it's called Yotzah is called even walking out backwards is called Yotzah. With regard to your second point, we only don't cut a window to see a saras that has not yet been established as a saras. However, once it's been established as such, we would be allowed to cut a window to see it. Therefore, this cannot serve as the basis for the chazaka. The Gemara, Brisa seems to contradict Rabbi Yaakov. The Brisa says that Chetchila, the Kohen, should be standing right outside the doorway when he closes the house, but B'dievet he can even go do so from far away, meaning let's say he can tie a string to the door and pull the door closed from far away. We see that he does not need to see the Tzaras at the time that he's closing the door, which contradicts Rabbi Yaakov. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov would say that the Brisa means he may do that as long as there's a line of people from the house until where the Kohen is standing, and they let him know that the Tzaras is the same size.